you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, today we have an exciting matchup for you as the San Jose Sharks take on the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks are currently in the fourth spot in the Pacific Division with 11 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with just 8 points. I know the points seem really close, 8 versus 11, but don't let that fool you, because Vancouver has only played 9 games this season, while the Sharks have played 12, so they have 3 games in hand. But Vancouver Canucks are just coming off from a 6-0 loss in New Jersey. And while the San Jose Sharks have recently been doing really well, they have won 3 in a row, so have sort of a mini win streak here. So this season, the San Jose Sharks meet the Canucks 4 times, and this is first of these 4 meetups this season. Last season, in the 4 matchups against the Canucks, Sharks only won 1 and lost 3. Well, the first matchup in the last season, ironically, happened to be on the same day as today, November 2nd in 2023, and that's when San Jose suffered the widest goal gap loss of the last season by 9 goals. So they had lost that game 10-1. Also, the 10 wasn't the highest number of goals they had given up last season. It was tied for that because a game right after that was against the Pittsburgh, which San Jose Sharks lost 10-2. But things are a little different for Sharks now. Sharks are definitely bouncing back. A lot of youngsters on the team, a lot of changes have happened since that matchup 1 year ago. Here's an opportunity for the San Jose Sharks tonight to show a good face here and perhaps get a win and extend the win streak to 4. But nonetheless, I don't think Sharks want to repeat a runaway game tonight. On the Canucks, interesting note, Arshdeep Bains, who's the 4th Punjabi to play in the NHL, he has scored his first NHL goal just 1 week ago. So tonight he's in the lineup. So definitely for the Indian community, he's going to be interesting to watch. And on the Sharks side, Granlund is still leading the team over the last few games with 4 goals. And also Wallman has 6 assists. And he has 6 assists and 7 points in the last 5 games. So a lot of exciting stuff happening in the Sharks. With that, let's go to the lineup today. So for the lineup on the top line, it's pretty much the same lineup as the last game. Of course, Sharks had a lot of success with that. However, there are going to be 2 changes in the lineup, and I'm going to highlight those. So on the top line is William Eklund with Mikael Granlund and Tyler Toffoli. On the second line, that's one of the changes. Ethan Cardwell is getting a shot to play on the second line. Coach had tried that in the last game, and he was happy with it. He thought Ethan brought a lot of energy to that line. And that's with Alexander Wennberg and Fabian Zetterlund. On the third line is Barclay Goodrow with Will Smith and Lou Cunning. And on the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom with Nico Strum and Daniel Gustin. He was on the second line prior, so he has switched those 2 players around. In the defense, it's going to be Jake Wallman with Cody Ceci. Now, Wallman has 9 points this season, So he's third in the Sharks lineup with points, which is pretty interesting. He has been doing really well. And then followed by Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta and Henry Thrun with Timothy Liljegren. Now, Liljegren just got here a few days ago, and tonight is the first time he's playing in the Sharks. On Friday, coach wasn't sure whether Liljegren would get a shot, but needless to say, today he thought he would. And so he's in the lineup, and that's going to be an interesting matchup to see how he does with Henry. In the net today is Mackenzie Blackwood. He's getting his second game in a row. So I'm sure Sharks are going to put the best foot forward here. They're looking to get a win, especially after that devastating defeat exactly 1 year ago. With that, let's go to the fans.
Hey there. So who's going to win today?
Canucks.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you agree with that?
Well, it's probably going to be pretty close like the last one.
I like that. What do you think?
I think it's going to be Canucks because maybe they can redeem themselves and win this game.
That's good. What do you think the score is going to be?
I don't know. Maybe like 4-3.
What do you say?
3-2, 4-3. 5-4.
5-4. So what do you think?
I think the Canucks are going to win, but it might be a close one.
You know, Canucks lost 6-0 in the last...
So they have to... They're going to come back strong.
The Sharks are on a win streak here, 3 in a row.
Yeah, but the Canucks are going to come back strong.
Yeah. Sharks.
So what brings you to your first hockey game? I understand it's your first...
My friend brought me here.
Have you been watching hockey at all?
No, I know anything about it. So this might be the lucky charm for Sharks today.
You know what an icing is?
Ice?
Icing.
Yes.
Offside?
No.
So are you going to teach her while you're watching?
Someone will, yeah. Maybe not me, but there's some other experts.
So you think Sharks will win today, right?
Yes.
What's the score? What's your guess?
It's going to be 4-2.
4-2 Sharks. Great, thank you.
Go Canucks, go!
Sharks!
So what do you think about the matchup today?
I think the Sharks are on a really good streak right now. I think they can actually put some things together.
So, you know, last season, obviously, Sharks have struggled against the Canucks. You think today they got a shot?
I do. I actually do. I think last year was not the best one of our years, but I think we're on the up and up. We'll just see what actually happens tonight.
Are you aware about some of the Sharks players in the lineup today? Or?
Not right now, no. I'm actually kind of like from out of state. This is my first Sharks game here in this arena in about 15 years, so I'm excited to see what they can put together.
And what's your prediction for the score?
I'm thinking 3-2, Sharks.
So what do you think about the matchup here?
You know, it's a tough matchup. We're going to give them everything we got, and we're leaving it all out on the ice here.
And any prediction for the score?
Oh, prediction for the score. Well, listen, I got Sharks money line, so we're going to go Sharks by 2 tonight, all right?
Wow. So you're not intimidated by Canucks at all?
No, not at all. I mean, come on. San Jose, California, we are the hockey capital of the world, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that. How many beers did you have today?
I'm completely sober.
That sounds good. So, you know, Canucks beat us last year, like 10-1 one time?
Right.
So what do you think about that, and how relevant is it today?
It's not relevant at all. Last season is last season. We're on to the next. Canucks, better watch it tonight.
And any favorite players in the Sharks lineup?
No, name a player. They're my favorite.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Go Sharks!
Well, a lot of Vancouver Canucks fans here tonight on this Saturday matchup. A lot of excitement for the matchup, not only among the Canucks, but also for San Jose. Perhaps they can redeem one here tonight. Now, the game started off well. San Jose Sharks just kind of held their own. But after about 10 minutes or so, I felt Sharks were starting to fade just a little bit, starting to spend too much time in their own zone. But nonetheless, they held off the Canucks. The score is still tied 0-0 at the end of the first. Late in the first, probably the best chance for the Sharks came from Granlund. He was literally just 6-7 feet away from the goalie. He got a pretty good shot. But nonetheless, Canucks goalie made the save.
And in the last couple of minutes, Wallman got hit hard on the backboards behind the Sharks net by Besser, and he kind of skated off, favoring his left shoulder, and he went straight in the locker room. Not sure how great that injury is or if he's going to come back. And maybe because that was going to be his last shift anyway, maybe that's why he just went in to just get it looked at. We'll see how that transpires. But overall, the score is zero, but the Canucks are leading in the shots 9-3.
For Liljegren, who pushed toward the Vancouver net. Now the Canucks come back the other way, and a shot saved by Blackwood. That was Daniel Sprong across center ice as we come to near the end of this opening period. Another slap shot by Myers, handled by Blackwood.
Well, after the puck drop in the second period, just a couple of minutes into the period, there was a turnover by the Canucks in their zone, and Nico Sturm got to the loose puck on the left board, and he took a couple of strides into that left circle and passed the puck to Luke Cunning, who was right in the slot. There's another guy on him, but Luke Cunning got such a quick shot off. Goalie made the save, hit his pad, but the rebound came right to that left circle, and Nico Sturm took a shot in the net and made it 1-0 Sharks.
Don't doubt for a moment that he didn't take a number there.
I guess.
Cunning with a shot, rebound, score! Nico Sturm! And the Sharks break through with the first goal of the game.
Well, it continued to be fairly even period after that. But just at 14:41 of that second period, William Eklund had a great chance to score. He had a semi-breakaway. He got a shot on goal. Goalie made the save. But he went behind the net, and he was a little slow in getting back. And so were another forward. In the meantime, puck ended up on the Shark side, and it was on the tape of Wenberg. No, sorry, it was on the tape of Wallman, Jake Wallman, behind the Sharks' goal line. To the right, and for some odd reason, I thought Wallman was trying to go around the board, but the puck popped straight in front of the net, and one of the Canucks got to it, but instead of taking a shot, he dropped it back to Suter, who was wide open, and he had plenty of time to pick a spot and tie the game at one.
A loose puck. Hoglander back, and they score! Pius Suter, and it's 1-1.
Well, the second period ended with the game tied at 1, but the Canucks outshot the Sharks 19-14. And I really got to compliment McKenzie here. He just had the nerves of steel. He was solid in the net. Made some huge saves, especially close-in saves. So it's looking good for the Sharks to go in the third with a tied game. Here they have an opportunity to get a W tonight.
Sharks third line coming through, and Blackwood makes a save in close, and another one there from just a bit out by Pettersson. Might have hit the netting, I'm not sure.
The guys have been looking at it.
Here's Hughes for Vancouver, and a pad save by Blackwood. Play stays.
Well, the Sharks were playing pretty well in the third period, especially for about half the period. But late in the third, just past the 13-minute mark, Sharks had another power play opportunity, but the performance on that power play was not all that great. They actually had a turnover in that power play, but right after that, they gave up a breakaway. A shot came on goal, but it hit the right post, but Sharks couldn't clear the puck, and eventually it ended up on the tape of DeBrusque in the left circle, and he's not going to miss a shot from there.
So we're back to 5-on-5, under 5 minutes left in the third, and the Sharks, the kind of a soft play in neutral ice, and here is Brock Besser in alone, off the goal post.
Will Smith has got to make a better play, especially when four guys are changing.
Another chance, and they score. Jake DeBrusque, his first goal as a Canuck. And they lead 2-1.
Well, with just about 2 minutes left in the game, Sharks pull out their goalie, and on came the sixth player. Sharks had plenty of sustained pressure, and eventually Mikael Granlund got a shot off from the left circle straight in the net and tied the game at two. And there was plenty of excitement in the tank about that.
Down for Toffoli. Back for Granlund. Granlund
shoot and score!
Well, that excitement only lasted about 50 seconds. The Canucks put a lot of pressure on the Sharks just after when the Sharks tied the game at two. Sharks had a couple of chances to clear the puck. They couldn't, and eventually Suter snapped a wrister from the left circle and made it 3-2, and that was the final score tonight. It was a tough loss for the Sharks, a game that was very winnable. If not winnable, at least they could have walked away with a point. But nonetheless, final score, 3-2.
He'll play it deep. He's got Suter at the side of the net. He's stood up by Walden. Now back out to Soucy. He loads up, shoots, and a blocker stopped by Blackwood. Garland in the slot, and they score. It's Pia Suter again, and now the Canucks lead with 25.7 to go.
Well, the Sharks' fourth line with Nico Sturm has been doing well lately, and they were very visible last few games, especially after Ethan was on their line. But today, Ethan was on the second line, not on theirs. Nonetheless, that line scored the first goal for the Sharks.
Nico, in terms of you guys needing to learn to win, you know, what could have been better tonight, and especially in the third period?
I think we made a couple of I wouldn't call them mental errors, but communication errors there. We had a tough change coming off of that power play. Ideally, I think we don't want to maybe go on line. I'd have to watch it again, but, you know, never really want to change in neutral zone when they have the puck. They quick up it on us, you know. They get a B-way, we're all out of sorts. And, anytime you give up a goal in the last minute, last two couple of minutes, it's very frustrating, because I thought there were points there for the taking today, because I thought we played a really good game for the most part, so against a really, really good hockey team, we got to mention that too, right? So it's frustrating. I think there was more in it tonight.
One thing that, you know, seems to be a little bit of a struggle this year is whenever you guys score or take a lead, just that quick response.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not as bad as last year where things would kind of roll on to something, but how do you guys kind of get that under control, if you will?
That's a good question. That's not something new. I think we've struggled with that in the past, to control momentum of the game, whether it is us scoring or them scoring. I think sometimes the best way is to just, you know, have a shift where you keep it simple and put it behind them. I think you don't after you score, you don't necessarily need to come out and make a fancy play and get another one right away. It's a learning process for sure. We still have lots of work to do in that regard.
A year ago today, they beat you guys 10-1. Can you talk about just the growth of the team and how you guys have really meshed just from this season, just how you guys have really meshed and have put yourself competitive in pretty much every game lately?
Yeah, I think we're also kind of starting to maybe get some line combinations, get a little bit of chemistry going. Hopefully we'll get Mac back soon as well. And it just seems more, there's more, I don't know, from the outside, but it seems there's more order a little bit. Obviously, there's still room to grow. Sometimes we have a little bit of chaos situations, but there doesn't seem to be as much panic, especially when we get hemmed in our own zone, which does happen from time to time. It seems a little bit more controlled. There seems to be a bit more of a plan there. And like I said, still obviously room to grow, but I think moving in the right direction.
Your goal off of Luke Cunning rebound there, yep. Just in general, the lines 3 and 4 consistently this year have been able to get a forecheck going. You know, that goal was off of a forecheck. Can you just talk about just how good that feels to consistently be a part of that and impact the game positively in that area this year?
Yeah, I mean, the third and fourth lines, we can score too. It's probably production that comes in different ways. You know, obviously not on a power play, not a lot of plays off the rush, maybe, or in you know, on the opposition blue line, you might have to make a safer play sometimes if you're playing that role. But that's definitely something that's been very noticeable, is that our forecheck's been very effective.
So Nico, you think that late power play, you know, there's a turnover on the power play, which then led to that tying goal. You think that kind of changed the game a bit for you guys there?
I mean, best case scenarios, you score, right? Like I said, I don't have it in my head right now how the whole thing went, but those are opportunities for us to take momentum and take control of the game, and we still gotta grasp these situations a little bit more and realize that this is a situation where we got to pounce on the opponents and take the game when it's there for the taking. You know, really good teams with a little bit more of a killer instinct, they realize, hey, 5-6 minutes left in the game, whatever, power play, like we're putting that thing in the back of the net, and so we'll get there. I think we're moving in the right direction. Obviously a little bit of frustrating today, left some points out there. Yeah.
Well, Jake Walman would be the first one to tell you about some of the mistakes tonight. He feels that Sharks need to get better, tighten up their game more. Here's Jake Walman. He also got hit in that first period. He was favoring his left shoulder, but he seemed to feel better.
Jake, tough loss tonight. What are you guys' takeaways? I mean, we just asked Nico. Controlling the momentum seems to be either when you score or they score. Just that response. How can you guys maybe improve on that, and how did that maybe affect tonight's game?
Yeah, I think you got to notice when we're got the momentum and kind of try and keep that, holding everybody to a high standard and being accountable for mistakes too. And I'm saying that personally, cause I think I can do better at that, and we can all kind of hold each other accountable. I think there's times in the game when we need to step up, and there's times in that game where I could have stepped up too, and wasn't there, not good enough tonight.
You took an awkward, you know, hit into the boards there at the end of the first period. You left a little bit early, we came back. What exactly happened there?
It was a hard hit. I have to protect myself better. It's a rough sport, so it'll be all right.
At Vancouver's a game winner. What could you guys have done better there?
I wish we had it in their end, but we didn't. We were in our end, and kind of got to close quicker, and that's kind of where I said holding accountable. I'm going to take control of that play and be closer on my guy. Obviously, my guy put it in the net, and that's on me, so I got to be better there, hold myself accountable, and that's just the standard that we got to go by. We can't be letting that stuff slide.
Is it easier to rebound when a game is that close, you're that close to overtime within 30 seconds and lose on dramatic way that way?
I bet the guys in the room here, I feel it. I bet the guys in the room are just, it's a gutting way to lose. Like we battle back and it's kind of in our hands. We just gave it away. And like I said, I think that play kind of, I could have stopped that play, and I'll take accountability for that.
What did you see on those two powerful opportunities in the third period there?
I wish we could have taken advantage of that. Obviously, that's a momentum chance to gain momentum, and even if we don't score, kind of turn the tide a little bit. And but we didn't do that. We didn't execute. Got to be better on the power play too. That's obviously, we got to drill that down, and we got to be practicing that.
Well, today was Timothy Liljegren's first game as a Sharks, and he had over 16 minutes of ice time.
Timothy, how did you feel your first game as a Shark here?
I thought it was okay. Haven't played for a long time now, so just try and go out there and kind of play simple, hard, and get my legs back and get up to game speed. So I thought it was an okay game.
What do you think of the atmosphere here? Obviously, the result wasn't what the team wanted, but you know, sellout crowd Saturday night, exciting little comeback there at the end. What was your first impressions of the atmosphere here in SAP?
Yeah, no, it was great. Obviously, Saturday night, so it was fun. I found to see a lot of people in the stands, and they obviously got us going. You know, Vancouver is a good team, and I thought we, you know, played pretty well. Too bad we obviously didn't get the tie there and then, but yeah, it was pretty solid.
You guys had two power plays in the third. What did you see on those looks? Why didn't they, you know, what do you feel like could have done a little better maybe to convert?
I feel like kind of the same thing as I said before with, you know, kind of timing and game tempo. Haven't had a lot of reps, so it'll be better for sure. But it was fun being out there and, you know, get that trust from the coaches.
Do you think for yourself it might take like a few days or a week to kind of get back in the rhythm of a lot of games and just, you know, kind of get back in form?
Yeah, it would probably take a couple of more games for me to kind of feel like myself again. But, you know, it was a good start today, and we'll keep working.
Well, my take on the overall game tonight, it was a really good game. It was very competitive. I think Sharks played a great game against a really, really good team. It was very competitive. And for all practical purposes, while it was tied with less than 2 minutes left, which was a great performance, nonetheless, Sharks did make some mistakes. And eventually, those mistakes came back to bite them. Here's Coach Warsawski talking about some of those.
Ryan, you guys were within 30 seconds of overtime. Frustrating loss and a pitiful way to lose your winning streak.
Yeah, it sucks.
On a theme of sort of learning to win, what do you guys need to learn from tonight?
We got to learn how to win. We got to play in certain situations. We have to understand what is going on in the hockey game. What is going on in the hockey game? We cannot have brain lapses that we have, line changes that we have, puck play that we have, and think we're going to win hockey games in this league.
What do you thought of Timothy tonight?
Thought Lily was good. He did some things, moved some pucks. Obviously, hasn't played a lot of hockey, so I'm sure he'll get better as the games go on.
Jake Walma took a lot of accountability on the game-winning goal there. Is that one of those moments you're talking about there, just maybe a lapse in judgment?
Yeah, I mean, on both goals, really. Awful change. They probably could have scored on the breakaway. They hit the post. We come back. We turn over another puck. And then, you know, with, you know, under a minute, we have some veteran guys out there that need to understand what's going on in the game. And we turn over a puck again. And then we get scored on a thing that we've talked about for the last 24 hours a lot.
You guys get a couple of kills in the third period, but also a couple of power plays. How much do you think that second power play opportunity maybe took some momentum away from you guys?
Yeah, power play wasn't good. Was not good. I didn't think we got a chance. So, got to look at that, clean it up, and get it back to work with that.
And with the second and third goals that Canucks scored there, would maybe a common theme be puck management and just being more mature puck management in those situations?
Absolutely. It's all of that. It's, digging in more, being more competitive in those situations. Focus level's got to go up, so we got to learn from it.
You switched up some deep pairs tonight. What was the thinking behind that? Just didn't like what you saw at the start?
Yeah, I did not like what I liked in that first pairing.
On the positive side of things, in terms of, you talk about trying to, you know, seize a game, win a game in the third period, the bottom six lines on the forecheck for the most part tonight had a pretty good impact. And you just talk about just their impact on the forecheck really all year.
Yeah, our forecheck, when we put pucks where we can get them in forecheck, and we have a good forecheck. We sustain ozone pressure, but when we give pucks to the goaltender and we don't put pucks where they need to so we can forecheck them, is where we get into trouble. And for whatever reason, we can't figure that out yet.
Do you find it easier to respond when you lose a game this close or when it's more of a blowout loss?
It's a good question. I think any loss is frustrating and tough, and this one's probably more frustrating because we you know, should be going to overtime and playing for a win. But we got to get back on it tomorrow.
How did you see their first goal in the second period by Suter? What do you think went wrong there?
A turnover, a puck off a goalie touch. We've worked on a lot of breakouts. You guys are at practice. We do it every single day, and we're going to keep doing it every day because it needs to improve. You don't win in this league unless you can break out pucks out of your own end.
What did you see out of Ethan and Daniil?
Yeah, I thought both of them actually were pretty solid tonight. Obviously, Cards, a couple of reads without the puck that needs to improve, and the game picks up at certain moments that he'll have to develop some of those habits. I thought Goosh was head poised with the puck and was trying to do the right things, being more physical. So I thought those guys were solid.
Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 51% to 49%, in shots 22 to 13, and takeaways 6 to 5, while the Canucks led in shots 28 to 23, hits 24 to 21, and giveaways 25 to 17. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from the Canucks. That's Pierce Suter, who had 2 goals and he was plus 2. The second star is Mikael Granlund, who had 1 goal and he had 22 minutes and 8 seconds of ice time. And the third star is Jake DeBrusk, who had 1 goal and he had 14 minutes and 35 seconds of ice time. Well, we will see you again on Tuesday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Columbus Blue Jackets right here at the SAP Center. And in the meantime, thank you for watching. And for those of you listening to us on the San Jose Sharks app on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.